My name is Tom Hall, and I'm 63 years old, and I'm an avid surfer. First of all, I'd like to tell you about the surfboards we use. When the waves are small, we use what we call a longboard. And the longboards are generally about 9 feet long. Some are longer. And the longboard is for the small wave, and it's more like a slow dance because you can walk up and down the board and maneuver it in a certain way where it works well. When the waves are bigger, we ride shortboards, and the shortboards could be about 5.5 or 6 feet long. And that's like a fast dance. It's like the twist because you need to move the board to get the speed in the waves. And so we ride multiple types of boards. I have 3 boards, depending on the waves. So when we go to the beach, the tides are very important. A real high tide in Southern California is about 7 feet, and a real low tide is -1 feet. And that makes all the difference in the world, because when the tide is too high, the waves are not going to break because it's too deep, unless the waves are very big. And when the tide is too low, the waves crash too fast in most cases. So you have to know exactly what the tides are going to be, and another factor is what the winds are going to do. In Southern California, what you're looking for is either no wind or an offshore wind to make the wave hold up. Onshore wind is not good because it's hard to surf with chop in the wave. And depending on where we're surfing, it could be a paddle it might take you 5 minutes. It could take you 30 minutes if the waves are big and crashing to paddle out to get to the outside area where you want to turn around and find the wave. And so you may find a wave that you're going to ride for maybe as short as 10 seconds, and you may find a real good wave that you could ride for maybe up to a minute. So the tide's a factor, the wind's a factor, the crowd is always a factor, because if there's a lot of people, you're not going to get as many waves. And there is a protocol to whoever stands up first, that's who gets the wave. And so it's just like a car pulling out in front of you on the freeway. And so that's the wrong protocol. And so there are rules in surfing. And within the last 30 years, we have what we call a leash that we wear around our ankle. And that enables us to not swim as much, and that helps a lot in colder water. And it also helps on rocky beaches, because you don't want to be walking on the rocks to get your board. It also saves your board a lot, too, from getting what we call dings. And our boards that we have now are fiberglass over a soft foam. And the price of these boards are anywhere from $350 for a brand new board to up to $1,000. So as far as an investment and as far as a sport, it's not a very expensive sport compared to skiing and other sports. We do use what we call surf wax. And so unlike skiing, where you put wax on the bottom of the skis to make it go faster, we have a wax that we put on top, and that helps us stick to the board. And so we don't put anything on the bottom of the board. And there are a lot of different techniques. You can recognize a friend's style from over 100 yards away just because everybody surfs different. I've probably caught hundreds of thousands of waves in my life, and no wave has ever been the same. And I can remember waves that I've caught 35 years ago. And every wave is different, just like every person's a little bit different. Do you have any other questions?